Okay, but we'll try to make up a little bit of it at least. We'll try also Thursday a little earlier, half an hour earlier. Is that doable? Yeah, the room is usually open. So again, unless traffic or other things, I'm busy. Okay, so let's finish our discussion first of Kli Shares and Kli and the relationship in Kachin and Chulin with regard to these issues, and then try to get through some of the Shaka Vitaria, and then talk about, I already gave you some Marmakomos, right, on, I'll leave it for that for the moment. Just go through the Gemara I told you, and then Roman Tzu Netzel Shkita Mumpkin Hain, the Gemara and Dati Base. I told you, like, the Rif, the Balamor, the Ramban, right? There are all the Rajva, the Ritzvan, Yvambus and Kedushin. Okay, good. So, what we were discussing was the relationship between Shkita Skachim and Shkita Skulin. So, just to add a little bit to what we did, and then to continue with it. The simple pshat of our Gemara, Ari, what's the problem in this again? Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Because that's the background. Yeah. And what's the problem? Yeah, and that would itself would be curious. But again, in what Shchitas Chulin or Shchitas Kachin? The Pashas for talking about Shchitas Kachin, it sounds in the Gemara like you could do Shchita with a Chromis Shelkana, which is, you know, on the surface not, you know, such a great candidate for two reasons, right? Number one, because from what you would really expect, which it would be that an avoda in kachim would require Kli Shares, so, you know, it's very zemachlokas, Rebbe the Chachamim, right, whether or not a Kli Eitz can ever serve as a Kli Shares. So it seems, you know, there's a 50% chance, or maybe a greater than 50% chance, the numbers don't really matter, I'm just, you know, presenting it that way, but that, you know, this would not even qualify for Kli Shares. That is surprising from a Kachim point of view, because typically Kli Shares is something that we, you know, default think, you know, is something that is required for the for Kachim, for Avodas HaKachim. So the that's part of it. Moreover, it's not just that it's eights and therefore, you know, it's there's a good chance it can't be Kli Shares, but even more than that is that the sugya itself introduces Kli Eitz, you know, intentionally because it's trying to explain the problem of Karav Kachalo, or to avoid, you know, Tumah, and therefore it wants to talk about a Pshutei Kli Eitz. So the whole point of the sugya is to say that, you know, Bakol Shochtin, and that you don't really even need, sounds like you don't even need a Kli, never mind a Kli Shares, right? So that is the problem of the Gemara. And it runs into, you know, basically, I think, three issues. One issue, the one which we began with, and which I think is the least discussed issue and maybe the more most important issue for us, and that is the relationship between Shkitas Chulin and Shkitas Kachin, namely the fact that our Gemara brings a raya that you can get away with a Kromis Shalkana in Shkitas Kachin from Chulin. That's what the Pashto is talking about Kachin, and we're bringing a raya from Chulin that you can they can get away with this Pshutei Kli Eitz. Again, the Rishonim don't talk explicitly so much about that, but from, again, in terms of our interest, that's actually the most critical point. The Limbusser Haskell there, I guess, you know. Sometimes the more explicit problems and the ones that people talk about, you know, can blind us, can distract us from other things. But this is very important. Like, I would have just, you know, written the Tosas or whatever, said Vim Tomar, like, how are you proving? Now, Bali Tosas do something like that, but not on this, you know, on their discussion, which we'll get to in a minute, of the, you know, the Pasuk in the context of the Akedah. Is that talking about Chulin? Is that talking about Kachin? And actually, the very tone that they use there in that context, you know, furthers the impression, and there are ways to get out of it, but furthers the impression that, you know, you just can't assume that there's crossover. And frankly, that issue is a lot less acute of a problem than this issue, because there the problem is, and we'll read it inside in just a second, you know, can you, if you have a pasuk talk about the Akedah, and it says that, and you're deriving Dinei Shkita from that pasuk, so the Balik Tosis in three places, right, where is it, in Zvachim, Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph, and in Menachos Pei Beis, and here in Chulin, actually, on Tezayin Amud Aleph, it's pretty much the same Tosis in all three places. Tosis is troubled by the fact that, like, what's this Akedah Makar talking about? Because the Gemara in Zvachim and Menachos quotes it to prove that you need a kli for Shchitas Ola, because the Yitzhak was an Ola, right? And yet, the Gemara in Chulin on Tezayin Amud Aleph quotes this very same Gemara to prove that you need Talush, that, you know, you have to be do the Shchita with a Talush. And Tosis is basically asking, we'll see what they answer in a couple of minutes, but basically asking the question, so, like, come on, what is this pasuk talking about? Chulin or Kadshim? Okay, so the mentality, you know, that underpins that question is that, you know, on this, that these are two different worlds, you know, the requirements of Chulin and Kadshim, and if you have a pasuk and it's talking about Kadshim, that it shouldn't be, you know, or vice versa, that it shouldn't be available for the other one. Like Hailechu Dekoi v'Hailechu Dekoi. And that's definitely what Tosa sounds like. So why aren't they equally disturbed by something which, in my opinion, is a more egregious leap? I'm happy for it, don't get me wrong. And I think there are the conclusions to be drawn from it are very, very important. Namely, just because, you know, you can get away with less in Chulin means that you can get away with less in Kadshim? Right, in that direction? Because you're troubled by, you know, a single pasuk teaching you dinim, you know, for two different shchitos, but you're not troubled that the lowest common denominator of shchitas chula would be the makar to be makil in kachin? Like, it's a strange. Okay? So that is the problem that they don't identify so much, but as I say, that is the most relevant to us. The other two problems, of course, are that the simple pshat in our sugya is that you don't need a kli, and you certainly don't need a kli shareis, based on what we said before, because eitzim work, and pshutei kli eitz also seems to work, and that may not even be a kli at all. And that runs in kachin, and that runs into two other bodies of evidence, right? One is the, you know, again, the Yitzchak and the Akedah, where the Gemara says Mikan that an Ola requires a Kli. So what do you do with that if it's Pute Kli Eitz and it's not Makabel Tuma here? And the other Makoros, if there are, or maybe just the Svar of the Alma in some cases, that you should require a kli shareis. Forget about a kli, you should require a kli shareis for shchita. Right? Now, in terms of Makoros, right, it's, you know, probably the Gemara in Sota, on Yedalot Amud Beis, which we're going to get to in a couple of minutes, which implies that, doesn't say that Sakin is a kli shareis, but it does say that Sakin is Mekadesh the Dam, right, on some level, and it definitely is comparing it. It's comparing Sakin and Sakin's Kiddush Adam followed by Kabbalah's Adam B'Klishares, right, with the double role of Klishares in Menachos, right, Havas HaMincha, and then, you know, the Kibitza and so on, you know, in a Klishares. We'll get to the language in the Gemara, but we'll just actually read it now for a second. That's the Gemara in Sota. Right on your Dalet Amud Beis. Now, it's curious that Gemara is mostly omitted by our printed Tosas. It is discussed in Sota by Tosas Shans. Again, this Gemara here, Lamali, Gemara is really talking about Menachos. Nosu Lukli. Noso to klishares, and mekadsho beklishares, lomeli, hakidsho chad azimna. So it's a gemara, midahave hadam. Dam afagav dikadishte sakin b'tzavur behema hadar makdish le b'klishares bachanami lo shana. So the Gemara's description of shechita is that it's kedushas ayidei sakin b'tzavur is mekadesh the dam. That's what the simple shot of this Gemara is. That's number one. And number two is that the Gemara is comparing that first phase with hanacha or haba b'klishares of a mincha. So that seems to be strong evidence. Now again, Ramban quotes this, the Ritva quotes it, the Tosas Shans and Sota quotes it. For some reason, the Bali Tosas, in most of their discussions of whether or not you need klisharis for Shechitas Kadshim, omit it. That's interesting. So we'll talk about why in just a minute. Right. Okay. But and the Svara question is a question that that some Rishonim ask as well. They say, listen, if at the end of the day this is part of a Vodas Kadshim, then it should require klisharis just like other Avodos do. Again, a good language that highlights that, which we'll also get to in a second, is Shita Mekubetzes, for example, in Zvachin. Again, Tosas and Zvachin, Mem Zayin Amin Aleph, like our Tosas here in Gimel Amin Aleph, has both deos, whether you do or do not need a klisharis or Ben Ephraim, and whether you can bring a raya from Ezen Mekoman, you know, and so on and so forth. There's two deos. But in the Tosas doesn't explain why you'd be able to get away without a klisharis. And actually, the Shita Mekubetzes there, Oskav Tes, which I told you to look at, just asked the question that way, like, okay, great, maybe the evidence, you know, can sustain the conclusion that you don't need a klisharis for Shitas Kachi. But my shno, like, why not? Why wouldn't you require that? That logical question is very important too. Okay, so basically there are three questions that we want to deal with. Okay, one is the relationship between Shechitas Chulin and Kachim. The second is the requirement of a Kli in Shechitas Kachim. And the third is the possibility of requiring a Kli Shares. And if not, why not? And what do you do with the conflicting evidence? So Alachat Achat, what we already began with is the question of the relationship between Kulin and Kadshim, and of course it fits right in to everything that we've been discussing anyways. And basically what we've seen is the following issues. So if we take the view, I mean, this is, let's start off like this. If we assume, like the Rambam and Ramban and some other Makoros, that Shechitas Chulin is derived from Shechitas Kadshim. So that already, obviously significantly, mitigates, you know, the problem. But it doesn't completely solve it. Because as we've noted, right, just because Shechitas Chulin is learned from Shechitas Kadshim doesn't mean Shechitas Kadshim can't have demands and requirements, you know, that go beyond Shechitas Chulin. Right? And Kavana, you know, is, and the Bach, and Siman Aleph, you know, and in general, is a good raya. Now again, any echoes that there is a din of Kavana, like we discussed, the Rima Lamil and the, you know, the Rush, you know, and that Ramban, I'll show you in a minute, Yaakov Emden also has such a, Yaakov Emden suggests that Eldon Hadani, you know, focus on the bracha has to do with kavana, and that while shechitas kulin kavana is not ma'akebes, you know, but again, seemingly there's some sort of a chalos. Anyways, all these things help, but at the end of the day, everybody agrees that mesasek b'chulin is kasher, and that mesasek b'kachin is possible. Right. So the idea that you can have a kesher, you know, and that doesn't mean that all the dinim are identical, is very logical, and it can be explained in different ways. You might say that though these extra requirements have nothing to do with the maisa or the shame shechita, or the maisa or the shame that's in common, they have only to do with the chetzah shel kadshim or with the, you know, kiyum of kadshim, those parts of it. And that would certainly explain it. So that when I say that partially we can solve, you know, the mystery here or the conundrum here of, you know, how can you learn the, how can you lower the standards of kadshim because they work in chulin, it remains a little bit problematic. Right? Because, again, if there was no kasher between shechitas kadshim and shechitas chulin at all, then it would be, you know, very problematic. But it remains, because there are other discrepancies, it remains a little problematic. You have to assume that, you know, the question of the status of the sakin, right, is not something, for some reason, that per se is a din in chetzah shel kadshim or avodas kadshim, etc. The question is, why would it be? But it's just a din in the common denominator, but at least there's a common denominator that you could work with. Okay. On the other hand, I guess the opposite view, the complete opposite view, would be the view that denies the basis of the question. So you mentioned to me last time that Rabbi Kivager says that. That the sugya isn't really talking about kachim. It's talking about... so I was going to... That what I mentioned last time, the Me'iri, that is the Me'iri. The Me'iri here and in Psachin, here on page 16, and also on an Ayin Tesamid Aleph, and Psachin actually says that. But he's clearly motivated. I thought you were saying, unless I got you wrong, that Rabbi Kivager is not motivated by this problem. Right?
He's motivated by this problem.
Right. So that's why, that's why it didn't kind of click with me. And then later when I was thinking about it, I realized it doesn't really matter so much. But the Me'iri here and Me'iri in Tzachim basically is troubled. How can you learn Kulim from Kachim? So he says, yeah, the sugya looks like it's talking about Kachim, but, you know, this part of it is talking about, this is very strange, it's very difficult to read the Gemara that way. Because the Gemara says that the Mishnah is talking about both. You know, and then in the next line, you know, they're talking about... the truth is, it's very mechudash to read it that way from a Chulin Shanas Al Taras HaKodesh expansion, too. So just put that on your list. But basically what the Me'iri says, and what Rabbi Kivager says, but for a different reason, is that, you know, what the Gemara seems to be saying is not what it's saying. It's illusion. But basically, that line in the Gemara is about Chulin Shanas Al Taras HaKodesh, and basically the Me'iri's conclusion then is that there is a huge gap between the two. It's exactly the opposite. In other words, in Chulin, in Kadshim you need a klishares, right? And therefore kliates, even if it isn't pshutei kliates, would not work. And it sounds like in Chulin you don't need anything. That would be a problem, according to the Me'iri, you're asking. How do you read that? Again, unless he thinks that's talking about Kol Shana Asal Taras HaKodesh, I don't know. Good question. Do you have the line in the Me'iri? Either one, either here or Psachim, you have it? It's in page 16 in the regular Me'iri. The guy who wrote the, who put out the edition, writes at the bottom that he doesn't know where, you know, if any of Rishon, any other Rishon says this. He also points out that he says it's talking. But, yeah?
Would you want one from Kulin? I like one from
Kulin. I'm sorry? You have one
from Kulin?
Either one.
He says, Yish Eshol Ha'af Amit Rishon Shachun Gimel Ha'alef Be'inyin Tameh V'mudashim Kigon Shabbatek V'kome Shachana Kulomar She'enu Mekav Aduma V'halot Bisharit Ein Bo'am Ha'alef Min Ha'matahet Moshe B'yam Yisek Atzor Kulishan Koma.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what he. That's basically what he says here too. It's pretty much.
He says in Taras HaKodesh here. He says,
"I'm a Kehulah." I thought he said Taras
HaKodesh. Here?
Yeah. No. What? Do you have the one here?
That's all Tower Hakodesh. I thought it's in the year too.
Yeah, otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Okay, so that's the Meir. Again, the Meir is in denial, basically. And your Shai's question is a good question. It could also be against that Tosefta. Okay. But in the end of the day, right, basically, you completely, again, it's a Chiddush in Taurus HaKodesh, the Chiddush in reading the Gemara. What motivates him is he thinks that there's compelling evidence that you require Kli Shares in Kachim. Maybe also, in addition to that, it's just illogical. You know, if you start off with the assumption that Kachim and Cholim are fundamentally different, and they should be different in something like this, then how do you bring a raya, you know, for what is demanding from what is, you know, what is, you know, what is lacking, you know, all these additional requirements. Okay, so that is, and I'd say, I think this works well, not the Shita, but with the mentality of Tosis and Zvachim, Tosis and Kulin Tezayin, Tosis and Menachos Pebeis and Medbeis. I'm just saying it's, they're not saying this. They all do assume, though, interestingly, that that you would require Kli Shares for, and actually, the language, Minayin L'Shchita Shiv Tolush, Shenem Ravika Samam Srin, the Chulin one, but it's the same. They're pretty much the same. Tavi Zayin Omen Aleph and Zvachim, Pei Beisun Beisun Menachos, Tazayin Omen Aleph here, Vim Tomar, Ahai Kra. I shouldn't read it. Who's reading? Who is talking before? Ari, you have it? Just quickly, if you don't mind. You have it? The Tosis in Chul and Tezayin, did you see it? Or the one in Tzadi Zayin, in Zvach, it doesn't make a difference. They're all the same. Yeah. Minayin b'shchita shehi b'talosh? That you learned from Vayikach HaSamacheles? Oh, notice how he slipped in the Kli Shares the second time, right? Umidachsiv Ayikach Veloksiv. Yeah, and then in the other place he explains a little more why he thinks there's that distinction. Okay, but basically they're all the same, meaning that you could have answered the question much more easily by saying, well, there's so much evidence, Kasher Tzivisicha, or just quote the Gemara here in Gimel Amud Aleph, you know, where you see that the overlap between Kulin and Kachim is very substantial. And nobody thinks it's total, but it's very substantial. Once it's very substantial, so what? You can't have a Pasuk? The Pasuk and the Akedah can't teach you two things? Or both things? Right, why didn't it even occur to anybody that maybe that, you know, that Pasuk in the Akedah teaches you that you dafka require a kli for shchita chula, right? So it's interesting that some rishonim, that many rishonim, are kind of walking a very fine line, you know, in one issue, you know, with the mentality of kachim lechud and chulin lechud, even the point of why should they even be able to share a pasuk? That's pretty radical. You know, and other things, and again, in assuming that just, you know, if you need Kli in Kachim, it certainly doesn't mean you need a Kli in Kulin, right? And at the same time, that you can downgrade what you require in Kachim, you know, because of Kulin. So it's a very interesting phenomenon. The exact opposite of this, going back to the first option, so this is the second approach. That's to kind of again, not saying that the Bali Tosas completely do that with regard to this Sugyat of Gimel. I'm just saying the language on Tezayin and Zachin and Menachos is that they're separate. And those Bali Tosas, all three of those, by the way, all say Kli Shares. It's kli, and kli means kli shareis, because the whole mentality of those tosafim are, you know, this is a kachim din. Of course it should be kli shareis. The only reason you would think that it wouldn't be kli shareis is because of our Gemara, if you take it very, you know, very seriously, which is true, but okay. Okay, so the first perspective is, you know, this idea of there is a connection, you know, because, maybe because Kulin is derived from Kachim, you know, with the remaining problems. The second one is that the whole thing is misleading. Ha'ilukudekai v'ha'ilukudekai, Rabbi Kaveger and the Meiri. And I'm just saying that the mentality in a parallel issue in Balei Tosfos. The third perspective, going back again, getting back to the complexity, is what I was suggesting is the view of the Rambam. Just one second. And that is the idea that not only is the connection in one direction, but actually it is in both directions. Meaning that, in fact, we do derive chulin from kachim, right? But by doing that, we also have a, you know, bi-directional impact. Namely, we also end up, in order to do that, right, downgrading the requirements of kachim. Okay? So the Ram doesn't say all of that, but gratuitously he throws in Hilchos Ma'aser Karbanos, as we already discussed, number one, he says two things. Number one, the Rambam is mechadesh, that is a lechatchila nebedi'eved, which we'll get to in just a second. But when he formulates the bedi'eved, right, he emphasizes, you know, what works in chulin. Bedi'eved, what works in chulin is good enough. Just an interesting formulation. So now that we know, you know, some of these other things, like we know about Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, you know, and the Ayol, and the, you know, and the, you know, Bechor Balmum, and, you know, and we know the Sefer Mitzvos, Kasher Tzivisicha, and we know Perek Dalet Halacha, you know, Tezayin, about, you know, Nechira, you know, kind of being the reason, you know, that Basar Taiba couldn't apply, you know, to Shechita. Once we know all those things, so the fact that the Rambam, you know, chooses to formulate, instead of just saying, yeah, bakol, you know, b'dieved bakol v'chatchila b'klishares, right? But by adding the words, whatever works in Shechitas Chulin, you know, I'm suggesting that this is his way of explaining this problem. And that is, you can even derive kachim from Chulin l'kula, because part of the story of Chulin being deriving its requirement of Shkita from Kachim is bidirectional. But here's the bidirectionality right here. So the strongest expression, I'll get to the Chathil and B'Yavid in a minute, but the strongest expression of that is that, as we noted in the very beginning of the year, is the Bach. Right? Because the Bach already, you know, comes with the mentality, although he could have said that he rejects it, right? Why don't you say Kasher Tzivisicha as the Makar? And he's going to give the answer about Kavana, which is a very important exchange. But then equally, in Simen Vav, I think I mentioned this right in the beginning when we mentioned the other one, I mentioned this one. So he basically says that there is a lechatchila, even in chulin, that you should have something which is ra'ui leklishares. That not only is there a lechatchila of kli, so you should have mateches, because it could be a klishares. Here, where did he say it? Here. The chol davar talus shochtin. Umasha kaza v'chol davar talus. Second. The middle of Ksiva Mechatech Doshinon Kli, the Kadshim, Kirikosva Tosis, Tazayin Amun Aleph, the Kivan the Kli Ma'akev, the Kadshim, in Kain Bechulin, Afagav the Eno Ma'akev, Mikomokom Lechatchila, Shel Matechas, Shehu Kli, who Kodem Ludavar Acher, Lechay Nakad Bain Besakin, Bain Betsur, La Ruye, the Sakin Kodem Letsur, the Tsur Leskuchis, Leskuchis Lekane, Kesedush Anishna Bebraisa. That's pretty wild. So according to the Bach, there is a hierarchy that I guess what bothered him was, you know, if anything, why don't you say, you know, the opposite way? Right. The Chiddush is that you can even be shochet, you know, with krumis shel kana. So why mention sakin first? Sakin shel matachas. So the Bach saying, what he's saying this for the Rambam, by the way. Again, I don't believe it in the Rambam, but you know, I would love for it to be true in the Rambam, but I can't say that I really find it so convincing. So I'll say it's the Bach. So it's particularly fascinating, and it really reinforces, you know, certain, you know, trends. Because again, he ended up rejecting Kasher Tzivisicha because of Kavana. So he could have thought, oh, you know, that was a nice, you know, Havamina, you know, but, you know, it doesn't make the cut. But obviously what he really meant to say was, that's not going to be a good mocker for Kasher Tzivisicha because of discrepancies, although I'm not troubled by it, and neither was the Ramban or the Rambam, or the Sifrei for that matter. You know, but the idea, the impulse behind my original suggestion, which is why I brought them together, namely, that there is a real relationship here between Kadshim and Chulin, that is still correct. Right? So then it ends up actually being expressed by the Bach, you know, in actually a much more mechudash way. Not something which is ma'ake b'di'eved, but the idea as a lechatchila. Yeah.
In a way, is it possible that the
din of Maybe. I mean, the reason that there's a psul mechubar is because that's, you know, completely antithetical to a kli or a kli sharis that you require.
About what you have to use
in, could be. It's possible. Possible.
It might come from the same
author. Yeah. I mean, that's a way to resolve Tosa's problem, too. In other words, I'm just saying, once you say all the things that we've been saying, Tosa's question, Oibei, how using this pasuk, it's already used for kadshim, doesn't even make sense, frankly. But you're saying even more than that. You're saying, actually, the two parts of the pasuk, you know, which are fine, you know, not like, oh, there are two different, very, very, l'chudei koi, you know, giluye milson is pasuk, one about, you know, shechita and one about chulin. You're saying, A, that's not a problem, and B, the two dinim that are actually derived here, from here, namely that you need a klishare, a kli at least, or maybe even a klishares in Shkita's Kachim, and that you can't be shochet with a mechubar in Shkita's Chulin, not only are those not a problem to derive, but actually that maybe that's the expression of requiring something that at least approximates a kli in Shkita's Chulin. That's your suggestion. Yeah. You have to, you know, we have to check and see if there are really indications of that. But that would bring the pasuk, you know, together even more. I like the idea. But the Bach is actually saying a tremendous chiddush that you should really, yeah.
Or even like another interesting point of the Bach is like perhaps because he doesn't view the relation as bidirectional. He also, even though he's explaining the Rambam, talks about the kli being ma'akev and kachet. He makes it sound like it's ma'akev and kachin.
Kli
sharet.
Yeah.
Right, which was just interesting in light of the fact that he's playing around.
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, no, again, I don't think he's... Right. No, he doesn't say that.
It's not bidirectional.
No, I understand. But he basically is... Well, I would reformulate what you're saying as an interesting... Ara, I don't think that he in any way is projecting that this is the view of the Rambam. Meaning that the you know, the Kachin part of that is the view of the Rambam. But it is, it's a curious point that he's making this diuk in the Rambam, right? Even though it's explicit in the Rambam that it's not ma'akev in kachin.
What?
He
might want to be Rambam.
Right, but I'm saying he actually says that because klishares is ma'akev in kachim, that's the reason why at least l'chatkila you should have a kli matakas in hul. So I'm just saying that doesn't work. That doesn't work in the Rambam. One second. The kivin de kli. Oh, ma'akev b'kachim in kein b'chul and afgav deino ma'akev b'komakom l'chatkila shel matakas shehu kli. Oh, you think it's just kli? But it's clear that in Rambam Matakas, I mean, you're right, he doesn't use the word klisharis, he uses the word klimatakas. But what's the charm of klimatakas? Mistama, because it's ra'oi l'klisharis, A. B, all I'm saying is at the end of the day, this part of it doesn't work in the Rambam. Because it's perfectly clear in the Rambam that whatever works in Kulin is not ma'akev kachin, right? That's the whole formulation around. So either way, there's a so that is a point. So I wouldn't take it so seriously. Like how does he read the Rambam and kachin? So
no,
I mean, what is curious though is what he's saying is I'll say this, meaning what's interesting. One could have said, let's say you like the let's say it this way, and then you'll tell me if you agree. This is what I was going to say. Let's say you like the Bach's diuk in the Rambam, on Chulin. Okay? So does that fit into the Rambam? Or not? So for me, it fits in perfectly. Right? Because not only, because even though the Rambam is basically saying here that the Chulin affects the Kadshim. The Bach is saying the kachim affects the chulin, right?
Yeah.
Can both of them, let's say his diuk in the Rambam was right. I'm not saying he himself is right. Because
right.
He's clearly saying that in kachim, at the minimum, kli is ma'akev. Probably means kli shares, although Asher is correct, technically doesn't say it, but the fact that he wants matachas, unless he thinks, you know, kli eitz is never, whatever, but, okay, fine. But, so the point is that he is not the Rambam. Right, for him, all there is in this sugya is a chumra of chulin inspired by kachin. What we spend time trying to show is that for the Rambam, there's a kula in kachin inspired by chulin. Okay, so now when we get back to the Bach, the question is, but the Bach saying in the Rambam, the diuk part of the Rambam, you know, for him, is that, you know, that there's also a chumra of chulin from kachin. Is that sustainable if he's right? I have to think it's not the strongest diuk in the world, but let's say I was convinced that it was the strongest diuk in the world. Would those two things in the Rambam be incompatible? The answer is no, not at all. I'd be very joyous about them. I'd be very excited about them because I think they're totally compatible. I think that's exactly what's going on. Right?
Yeah.
And again, you have it in the other Rambams. The Rambam's always inspired from the Chulin to the Kachin. This is just the first time we found that you're going from the Kachim also to the Chulin. So if you want to, you know, take the diuk of the Bach and say, yeah, but even here, we've got a lechatchila, then I'm happy. No, not happy. Happy is the wrong word. I'd be excited. Inspired. Okay? Good. So that's the Bach, and that is the... now, what about the Rambam himself? Let's talk about the Rambam himself just for a little bit longer. So the Rambam is mechalik between the lechatchila and bidyada. Okay, Zev, what do you think of that? The Chatchil and Bidiyavet. The Chatchil, you should use a klisharis. You can anything that works in Chulin. So what about that phenomenon itself, the Chatchil and Bidiyavet in Avodas Kachin? If what? If you have a kohen in shechita, you mean?
Yeah.
Ah, so this is, I think, very good. That's exactly what I miss. Meaning, this phenomenon that there's a mechatchila and the avoda, and okay, again, it's not, you know, it's like, you know, in the yeshiva was also gittin this year, many people were gittin last year. So, you know, there's machlokas Rav Lazar and Rabbi Meir, you know, the Sira Karsi, the Chasima Karsi, right? Yeah, okay. Naaman said, yeah. And there's a famous debate among the Rishonim, you know, is there, you know, even if you hold like, you know, Rabbi Meir, the Chasima Karsi, you know, maybe it's Ape de Chasima Karsi, maybe it's Lechatchila, you should really do, you know, Ede Mesira. So some of the Rishonim asked this question, the Rush asked this question famously, like what? Is Lechatchila and Bidiyaved? I mean, these are Hagdaros, they work or they don't work. That's an interesting question in general, right? In performance of mitzvos on a madrega, like you say, oh, it's a keli bandeu, or you know, you need an eged for a lulav. You know, if you talk about aesthetically, whether it's extraneous aesthetics or qualitative, you know, different ways to do a mitzvah, or maybe the aesthetics are inherent in certain mitzvos. I want to get involved in all the parameters, but the point is that sometimes the idea of lechatchila mitzvah na muvchar, to do something, you know, better, you know, make a lot of sense. There are two tracks, there are two ways to do things. You know, you can do it this way and that way. But when it comes to hagdaros, you know, the definition, that's kind of what the Rush was saying in Gittin, you know, is like, you know, what's the lechatchila and b'diavad here? You know, it works or it doesn't work. Right, so here too, we're talking about a sakin shel shechita. You know, we're not talking about you know, having all six lishmas or only having one. You know, in the avoda that you're doing, we're not talking about how much kavana you have. Right? We just want to know whether this implement that you used, you know, is it a sakin? Is it a proper sakin shel shechita or not? So what's the lechatchila and the b'diavad? Very strange, right? But the answer may very well be, according to one of the paradigms that we've just mentioned, right, Zev, what you just said, kind of, and that is, maybe there really are two ways to do shechita. And that, meaning, Zev? A coin might be an example of it. You can do shechita as if it's an avoda, and you can get away with shechita not being an avoda, or not an avoda in that sense, right? We know it's the whole thing about shechita not being avoda in kashrut is a tricky, tricky business. We're going to discuss more of that in just a second. So the point is, it's not just the hagdara, is there a ma'aseh shechita, is it a chefta shel sakin, you know, the whole thing about shechita, you know, not necessarily being an avoda, but let me say it this way. It's complicated on several levels. But again, going back to things we already mentioned, but, you know, pigol and lishma, you know, and several other things, you know, what do you mean shkita's not an avoda? Shkita's an avoda, right? We just have to explain, I'll try to get back to this in a second, some different formulations, but like, how does that even work, to say shechita's not? Sheir bizarre, we know some of the phenomena, but it's very dialectical, you could say, you know, the question of the status of shechita and kach. To begin with, if that's the case, it isn't, you know, univocal, it's just not, you know, obvious that it's not an avoda. I mean, sometimes, you know, something isn't obvious until you know it, and then all the evidence lines up, and, you know, now we know what it is. We've been illuminated. But that's not the case in Shechitas Kodshim, right? It's all very complex. You know, legabe this, legabe that, right? Moreover, if we take the view, and that's, you know, where the Rambam Lishitaso, you know, I think benefits here, and even more, and that is, let's say, the only reason or the main reason that Shechita is not an avoda or it doesn't have these requirements isn't because inherently, you know, it doesn't, But it's because of, you know, this kind of a, you know, eichsha dvarim hit galgalu, you know, you're trying to elevate chulin. You can only do that by, you know, exporting from, the way we're saying it, kind of, you know, exporting from Kadshim, but, you know, then the fact that it's exported from Kadshim, you know, ends up willy-nilly affecting its stature, you know, in Kadshim itself. But it didn't have to be that way, and it wasn't necessarily even always that way. Even if it was always that way, it was always that way in anticipation of this other greater spiritual ambition, not because inherently, necessarily, Shechita doesn't have this capacity, right? So if that's the case, then the idea, you know, together with the Pigul and the Lishma and the other stuff, the idea that, you know, you have a range of ways, you know, of treating Shechita in the context of Kadshim, you know, it has a chalos of being, you know, more of an avoda, begins to make more sense, right? Oh, and maybe that's a pshat in what the Rambam is saying. I mean, just to contrast it, with the Ramban, I mean, we'll get to the Ramban in just a minute, the Ramban also says l'chatchila and b'diavad. Right, to explain the Rambam and the Ramban, you know, get away with all the evidence by l'chatchila and b'diavad. Right, all the Makoros that say this seem to say this is a klishares, l'chatchila. And all the ones that say, you know, you made me now don't even need a kli, b'diavad. But the l'chatchila b'diavad of the Rambam and the Ramban are totally different. Right, the Ramban's l'chatchila b'diavad, which we'll get to in a couple more minutes, is about what? Avrami. Yeah. How are you makadesh the dam, whatever that means, of the behema? Right? Do you do that in two stages or you do it in one stage? Well, we'll get to it in a second. It's hard to know what's going on there, but it's an interesting Ramban. But it has nothing to do with the status of Shechita being an avoda, lechatchila, or b'diavad, correct? But for the Rambam, it's clear that this is all within, right, the role that Shechita plays in Kadshim, not two alternatives of accomplishing Kiddush Adam or Kiddush HaKorban. So having said that, let's go back for a minute and think, you know, where this might come from and how it could be formulated. So, again, So it's interesting that, you know, there's a whole group of Rishonim, as we said, Tosfos and Zvachim, Tzadi Zayin, Menachos Pei Beis, Chul and Tazayin, Rashi and Sota, one day, not the Rabbeinu Ephraim, and Tosfos Zvachim Mem Zayin, you know, Psachim, Samech Vav, Tosfos here, that you do require a Kli Shares. Okay, that's one view. And then you have a second view that says, no, you need a Kli, not a Kli Shares. Correct? You need a Kli, but not a Kli Shares. So the question is, why wouldn't you need a Kli Shares? Again, the kind of, you know, very unself-conscious comment of the Tosfos on Tazayin and the Menachos and Zvachim, well, of course you need a Kli Shares. You need a Kli, i.e. Kli Shares, because it's a Maisa Avodas Kadshim. Yeah. So Tosfos doesn't explain that shita ever. They come to it based on the evidence, but they don't explain like why that is. Again, the Ramban does, and the Ritva does, and Tosfos Shans and Sota do, but they all say because shita lava vote. It's interesting that the Bali Tosfos didn't say it. I don't know what to make of it. I'm just telling you the facts. Okay, now when the Ramban says Shechita Lav Avoda, I think I mentioned this already the other day, it's a little bit tamua, because he makes it sound like, well, you know, a non-Kohen can do Shechita, And therefore, you know, his knives, we can't expect that his knives are going to be you know, clichares. That's sort of what somebody's saying, frankly. You know. Meaning what? Because of the expectation, therefore it's not ma'akev? Or that's a raya? Because no one ever said, that's not an explanation. But more likely, you know, what the Ritva says, although the Ritva's language is a little funny too, I have to say. Okay. Do you have language here? Yeah. Again, the Ramban's language is, Kiva d'shchita k'sheira bizar, afilo hachi kiva d'shchita k'sheira bizar, zar ki kashachit b'sakin didei kashachit. Right? It's almost, if you ask me what I really think he means, I think it's what I've been saying, you know, about Shechitas Chulin, except he says it by Zar. I mean, for whatever reason, right, and maybe it is Shechitas Chulin, or maybe it's something else, right, the Torah decided, the Halacha decided, the Torah decided that that Shechita can be done by a Zar. Right? I mean, there could be another reason for it too. It could be a little bit about the, you know, democratization of kinship, you know, a way of showing that, you know, what makes the zevach a zevach is something that also can be accomplished and therefore belongs to non-Kohanim. Could be. Very similar to what I'm saying about Kulin, but on the Tzar level rather than the Kohen level. Okay. Then the question is, you know, does that end up having an effect on the quality of what you can demand, right? Even when a Kohen, never mind when an actual Tzar is shokhei. So maybe that's what the Ramban means. Afilahachi kim d'shcheta k'shita k'sheira bizar. Part of the benefit of shchita being k'sheira bizar, whatever that is, is Zar ki kashaket b'sakin didei kashaket. Like, it would be inconsistent, you know, to allow the Zar to be shokei, but to demand the klisharis. And therefore, the demand for klisharis is not part of the hagdara of avodas shechita. It would be similar to what I've been saying, but about Zar rather than about chulin, but maybe for a parallel reason. The Ritva has a little stranger formulation. He says, "Miu." Again, we'll get more. Abul Mechuber Yosef the second Dimukdashim Klishari, so the Kaddish Adam Tzas. Umiu Lefish Ein Shchita Ma'akeves Hekdesh Shaharek Sheira Bizarim Upsulin Ein a Gomeres Kedushas Dam Legamri Ad Kabbalasso. We'll try to get back to that. Meaning, so number one, it's clear that he is suggesting clearly that the kashrus bizarre psulim is a shiur in the role of shechita, right? It's a different tone than the Ramban. What's curious is that he has a much, one would think, too expansive formulation of it. The she'ein shchita ma'akeva sekdesh? I mean, that isn't true. Right? Shahareik she'er b'zar mupsulit. Meaning, but what he means is that ein, you know, shchita b'torah savoda ma'akeva sekdesh. Or you don't need shchita, you know, specifically as an avoda and dam in the same way, although you do need it to make it into a zebach, probably, and in a broader way. But either way, there's a chiddush in the language of the Ritva. There's a chiddush in the language of the Ramban. As I recall, Tosas Shans and others, they just say, you know, I guess in between, shari k'sheira bizar, or sheshchita in avoda. Okay. But what does that mean in the end? So I just want to take a couple of more minutes just to talk about that. and basically to say what I've been saying about it. And that is as follows. So the Shita B'Kubet says in Zvachim, Josh, you saw it? Oshot Tess? And so he really asks this question. He asks it because Tosus there and here, meaning in Kulin and in Pesachim, the ones that have the two deos, they don't even have any explanation. They just say, oh, the evidence is that there's no requirement of a klishares. Correct? Josh, you have it? The Kasha Lamori is Os Choftes. Looks like you have a paperback there. Is that a paperback Zvach? Cool. Nice. Paperback Zvach. No way. I would have thought only Zvach. Really? Yeah? Okay. Yeah, go ahead. It's like, you know, lie back. Yeah. Oh, this is of course really fascinating, right? What's the relationship between Ksher Bizar and Klishares? Got it. The Tirates. Yeah. So this of course is very important. Agreed? What's the point here? What? It isn't the fact of Zar per se, because the Blila would be like that. But this is Midin Chulin. Now again, is that, you know, because it upgraded Chulin, therefore downgraded itself? Or is this because the common denominator, you know, shows that the Shechita per se is just not an Avoda? Or at least Shechita as a specific Avoda is not an Avoda. Again, it might be as part of the larger, you know, process, you know, that includes all four. As a piece of the four, it is, but not in its own right. That might be correct. So this is a very important formulation. Similarly, I mean, this really comes, but it's in our context, and therefore it's more, from the discussion of Rabbi Yaakov Mor Elyon. Will you have that, in Josh? That's Tosas on Yedalet Odeis and Zvachim. It's also all over the place, frankly. It's also Kulin, Tosas Menachos, all over the place. You have to look all over the place. We're not going to do this now because we still have time. We have to move on. But the formulations are different, meaning how, you know, it's not a complete avoda. It's not an avoda at all. I mean, it's very curious. Just like I just said a second ago, the Ritva says, Eina ma'akev kodshim, right? The languages. You have the Ramaskal Hagag? Yeah, go ahead. Shechita lav, that's from the Gemara of Shechita lav avoda. Go. Yeah. That's a technical problem. In the Gemara, it doesn't seem to be the answer because it's just too repetitive. Oh, what do you make of that? I mean, what? Why isn't that just what he just said? I thought it actually wasn't a technical point. I could be wrong, right? Kiven de bishum makom lo boy koin b'shkita. Lava vodahi. What does that mean? Yeah, so then why isn't it the same subject to the same question? I mean, this Gemara says that Tkitos Kshayr Bizar, and it's not an avoda. Right? So Tosa says, you can't say that the pshat that it's lava avoda is by virtue of the fact that it's Kshayr Bizar. Because that's the Gemara, that's a tautology. I mean, the Gemara says, Ksher Bzar is Lava Voda. Because it's a Lava Voda. Right? So you're just saying, repeating the same thing. So he says, oh, but maybe the Pshat and Rashi is, the Kivin de Bishum Mokom Lo Boi Koin Bishchita, Lava Voda. So what's that? Hard to know what he means. I'll tell you what I think. What do you think it means? Anybody? Micha? Mitzvah. Nathan?
It's not even there's no expression of it in terms of expression.
Meaning?
We don't find it.
I mean, there's no chalo, it seems like there's no chalo, this is exactly what we're going to discuss in a second. It seems like there's no chalos or even l'chatchila or anything. I mean, you would expect, you know, if it was really an avoda, but it was k'sher bizarre, this sounds like what he's saying, that if it was k'sher bizarre, you know, it's a kind of a concession. But really, really has nothing to do, k'sher bizarre is an extraneous concession for whatever reason. But it doesn't detract ki hu zeh from Shechita being an avoda, right, that's what you're trying to say? I agree. Then there would be an expression somewhere of requiring a kohen. This is like the reverse engineering of what we're doing, exactly what we're doing right now. Right, what are we trying to explain? How could there be in the Rambam a lechatchila of a kli sharis? Right? So we're trying to say because Shechita lava boda is not such an absolute uncomplicated category, right? A. And B, even in terms of, you know, the actual expressions of it, you know, it isn't quite as, even the chulin part, maybe is just a result of trying to upgrade chulin, not because Shechita is nothing. Again, if you look at the language of Shittim Kubetzes, maybe it really is nothing. Maybe they made it nothing. Or maybe it's a reflection that it's nothing. Right? So I think that's what Tosis means here. Tosis is saying, what are you going to say for Rashi? It's a tautology. It's Shkita's Ksheira Bazaar because Shkita's Lava Voda, and Shkita Lava Voda means because it's Ksheira Bazaar? But if it was, you know, really had nothing to do with the stature of the Avoda, but as a way of just democratizing or some other extraneous reason, but it didn't highlight that Shechita is different than the other avodos, that you'd find some expression of kahuna. Maybe lechatchila, you know, maybe on Yom Kippur, or in Korban Tzibor, or on Shabbos for Korban Tzibor, right? Or you know, Big Day Kahuna, Or you have to be bifnei. I'm just speaking about all those things very quickly. But if you don't, you know, then probably the pshat is, because from a lambda's point of view, you could explain chita being shei or bizarre in a couple of ways. You know, it highlights. There's nothing. I'm saying, to me, it's curious that Tosis, you know, when they say there's no read for klishar, either they're not bothered, but they don't invoke, except for Tosis Shans. Unlike Ramban and Ritva, each of whom has, you know, right? So that's what I think it means. Keep going. So Rabbi Yaakov de Orléans, right? Are you from, you have a French background, right? Follow hockey, so. No, yeah, go ahead, sorry. But that's a very strong formulation. So this, of course, Rabbi Yaakov Orléans is what, you know, the Shittim Kubetzes in Zvachim is invoking. But there are different ways to invoke it, is what I'm trying to say. Here, in this language, it sounds like there, you know, the Torah doesn't put any stock in Shechita. After all, you know, it even applies to Chulin. That's not a way of saying they upgraded Chulin. Not even a way of saying they upgraded Chulin, they downgraded, they had to Nebuch downgrade Kachim in the process, but you know, Kachim's potential, you know, for a higher approach is still there. That's not what he's saying. But you could say it just as easily. I mean, if you want to explain Shechita Lav Avoda, you know, without the words, you know, Shavim, or, you know, what do you say? Lav Litam Avoda Tziva Hamakom Shechita, you know, you can, there's plenty of room to understand this in different ways. That's why I say you have to look at the Tosis in different places and the different Bali Tosis, right? In Menachos and in Chulin and in you know, all over the place. Okay, but we're not going to do that right now. But just beware. Keep going. Bli nira. Yeah. So what's this perspective? The third perspective. We had the one, the first one, the Rashi with the question, but I think, again, the suggestion for Rashi is amazing. I think that's what it really is. Then we have the second one, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Leon, right? And the there are different ways you could learn that, and I think there are different ways you should learn that, right? And now we have the third. What's the third one? You don't need Bifnim, but he's particularly contrasting it with Kabbalah Sadat, right? Meaning, does the Kohen, HaMashares, does he have to be inside the Tzafon, right, during the Shkitah, or as long as the Shkitah takes place, the Tzafon, the Gabra Shochet, doesn't need to be there, right? Which also, by the way, opens, you know, we're talking about the different, why, what about Pigol, and what about, you know, Lishma, as opposed to Zar and Chutz and Chulin. So, you know, again, there, I think there are different ways to say it. Number one, one way, as we said before, is, you know, there's Shkita as an independent avoda, as opposed to Shkita as part of the Dalet avodos, part of the whole process. I also think, as we'll see in a moment, that there's Shkita in its impact on the Karban. These overlap, but the effect it has on the Karban as opposed to the effect that it has more specifically on a component of the Karban, as a second point. I've seen it said in the name of Reb Chaim. It could be that in the Tosefta of the of Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky says it. Somebody would show it to me? Chazon Yecheskel? That things having to do with the Gavra HaOved, as far as that is concerned, Shkita is not an avoda. As far as the Hefta Shel Karban, it could be that overlaps with what I was saying before. It definitely overlaps. I'm not sure if it's identical. Things have to do with the Hefta Shel Karban, that's different. So this is actually a great little, because you need Shkita, but it doesn't have to be by a Gavra Kohen. And this last day in Tosis is, you know, you need that the Shechita should be B'tzafon, but you don't need that the Gavra Shochet be B'tzafon. Meaning things is having to do with the Oved, as opposed to with the Chepta Shel Avoda, or the Karban, maybe that's the distinction. But we'll get to it in a second. I think it's possible, so I'll tell you now before I forget, that this is like the middle position also, that you would require a Kli. Right? You don't need a kli for chulin, let's say, but you need a kli for kachim, but you don't need a kli share, right? And they also be based on that kind of a compromise, meaning not that shkita is not an avoda at all, it's just a means to an end, and therefore whatever works in chulin should work here, you know. But it isn't require, it doesn't require a kli share, because it's a different kind of an avoda. It's avoda bechlal dal avodos, or it's avoda mitzad a korba, not mitzad a gavra, or you know, mitzad, you know, the totality of the korban, as opposed to individual components, right? Okay. Anyway, there's much more to say about shkita lav avoda. If we have a chance, we'll at some point pick up more about it. But and the bigger idea is that there's this interesting question: when we say shkita lav avoda, A, what do we mean by it, and B, lurking in the background of all these different deos, is how seriously do we mean it, given the Pigol and the Lishma, but also given the narrower and specific, meaning why wouldn't Zar, or Chutz, or Chulin, or Makom, you know, why wouldn't all those things express, you know, Mashki de lava vote. It is clear that some Rishonim are comfortable with one and not with the other. Right? That itself is interesting. Moreover, you could say that which one of these three you pick, or your avoidance of the others, you know, may highlight exactly this question. When we say Shechita Lav Avoda, you know, are we basically saying it's nothing? A Torah lo tzibsa, Torah lo henika, l'shechita, you know, koach, you know, l'kadesh, etc. Or are we saying that, you know, it just works a little differently, but it's complex? Or it really has the potential to be a full avoda, you know, but some overriding other doraisa, you know, consideration, you know, applies here, but, you know, you don't have to push it beyond what it is. And on the contrary, you know, there's even the potential, just like that first explanation of Rashi, you know, to kind of within Shechita, to upgrade, you can have an upgraded Shechita within Kach. Right. So Zev correctly suggested, right, Zev, that what? That maybe some one of the things to look at, look, I mean, we could look at all these things, really, right? But like, you know, is there a lechatchila that the Kohen should stand, you know, bifnim? You know, even if he can get away with standing b'chutz? He could be mechalek, obviously. But the one that we want to speak about for a couple of minutes at least, because it's particularly important to us, Zev? The Kohen part. So, so you know, we've danced around this a little bit. I just want to talk for a couple of minutes. There's a lot of discussion in the Akronim, accumulating some of the Makoros, but just a few Makoros at least, just very quickly. And some of the things that I mentioned before. So, because Kahuna is obviously the most obvious, but Klishares and the Rambam, and you know some of the others, are certainly relevant as well. One issue that I alluded to is the question of Big Day Kahuna. Right? If you hold, I don't want to get into all of this right now, but if you hold, there's a debate among the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash and in the end of Hilchos Kilayim, like the last halacha of Hilchos Kilayim, we have to see them both together a little bit, whether or not Big Day Kahuna Shelo V'Shas Avoda can be worn or not. Whether there's a violation either of Me'ila or in general of Hana. Right? That's one. And the second thing is, especially if there's Shatnez, is there a violation of Shatnez? Because the Heter is based on the Kiyum of Avoda B'Big Day Kahuna. So the, again, this is a long issue, long story, but the Pashtus, the Rambam seems to be mechalek, although not explicitly, but it's very, very clear that this is the case, between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedja. Meaning that a Kohen Gadol can wear Big Day Kahuna, even Shelo B'Shas Avoda, and a Kohen Hedja, if he's wearing Kelayim in particular, cannot. And the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid seems to think that even a Kohen Hedjot can wear, doesn't seem to think that there should be a distinction, because part of his rayas are from Kohen Gadol. Or maybe he didn't understand what the Rambam was saying. Okay. So that's a really interesting topic, not for now. But where it comes up is in this issue. If Shechita is not an avoda, right, and it's Kshera Bazar, right, can a Kohen, you know, do the Shechita of the Big Day Kahuna, according to the Rambam, Udi'imei, you know, that you have to be more targeted and wear Big Day Kahuna B'Shas Avoda alone. So again, the easy answer might be that, you know, going back to what I just said a second ago, which is, you know, Lo Tzukin L'Hagzid. In other words, whatever you want to say about Shechita Lav Avoda, even if you take the view that it's not an avoda in the specific sense at all, but no one can deny that it's one of the dalet avodos, you know, with regard to those other halachos. So maybe that's still enough, you know, to solve the big day kuna question. But anyway, it attracted the attention, certainly, of some of the achronim who were wondering about this, like the whole literature about this. Some of them try to connect it to an interesting Gemara. I don't know whether it's connected to that Gemara or not, but either way, it's an interesting Gemara. And that is the Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos, Taf Lamed Aleph from its base, which also mentions... You know, the din of Dar being Kasher Lavoda, or the Shechita, you know, the whole Chana Gemara, you know, Chana the mother of Tefillah, Chana the mother of prayer, yeah. The Gemara in Enom din, the Gemara darshans all the Psukim and Shmuel. So one of them is, Elanara ze hitpalalti. As the Gemara, Amr Abelazar, Shmuel mor halacha lefnei rabo haya. Shenemar vayishkatu es apar, vayabiyu es hanar el eili. Vayishum vayishkatu es apar, heviyu hanar el eili? El Amr lehen eili, right, kiru kohen, leisi belishko. Like Eili said, they should get a kohen to do the shechita. Okay? So chazinu Shmuel, tava mahadri basar, Kohen the Mishkat. Shmuel saw that they were like expending effort to find a kohen to do the shechita. Amalehu, lamechula dure baser kohen the Mishkat. Shechita bizar, kshela. He said, what are you bothering with this for? I sula kamid de Eli, amarle minalacha. Eli said, how do you know that? Amarle, he said, miksi v'shachana kohen v'krivo. V'shachana kohen, sorry. The krivu akohanim ksiv, the kabbalah velech mitzvahs kahuna, the kan the shechita shekseru v'zah, the standard limud. Amalei, so he said to him, neymar shapir ka'amris, right, you have said well, the rab would have said, I mean, you're right, miu mora halacha bifnei rabcha at, the kolamora halacha bifnei rabo chayiv misa. As yachana v'katzavcha kamei, ani ha'isha hanitzaves imcha bazeh. And then Amar la Shapki li di anshe, Dubina Rachame, the Ayivlach, Rava Mine, Amarle Elanara Zez Palal. So that's a very fascinating Gemara. Anyway, so this, you know, this Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo episode of Shmuel and Eli is very fascinating. First of all, Eli's Hava Mina, like what was Eli thinking? Eli really thought that you need, it sounds like Eli thought that you need a coin to do. Do shechita, right? So the Rashash here, because you have to look at the Achronim and Brachos, they all have fascinating things to say. But the Rashash here says, Nira de Eli Nami Yada Hadin de Shechita Bazar Ksheira. El de Lechatchila he know again the coin. Ayin Mashakas of Lael, Chavches Lamed Aleph. Mahani Amalu Kiru Kohen. Ushmuel Chazi Dahab and Mahadri Basar Kohen. Sheishtad will be Yoser Basrei. Machain Amalu Lamalahu La Dure. Okay, if you look on Chavchasam Aleph, what he's referring to. So he talks here about this problem as well. Mazet Toar Le Kohen Havzar Kosher. This is the Hazos. Hazot. So he says, yeah, it's Pshera Bizarim, Mikomokom Irigilim Kohanim Lahazos. So this is an interesting question, meaning this idea that when something is kosher lazar, but there still is, you know, a lechatchila to have Kohanim, it's a general din, or a general din in anything that has to do with Tahara and Kachim? Could be. And that itself would be interesting. I mean, you democratize certain things, but they're still better, or, you know, the chatchila, you know, all your day, the spiritually specialized, you know, tribe of the Kohanim. But it could be it's a special din in each case, particularly in the case of Shechita, because of its dialectical status with the other avodos, so with the pigul and the lishma, as well as you know, part of the reason that they that it's Kshera Bazaar is to elevate Kulin, right? So that doesn't really eliminate, you know, the Kalos of Kahuna. Meaning, in each case, you might have to look at it separately. Anyways, this is an interesting Gemara, this whole Eli and Shmuel thing. But the Samachronim would suggest that maybe what's really going on here is that this has to do with Big Day Kahuna. Right? And that they even are wondering, like, if the Kohen that they wanted to get to do the Shvitas Kulin is wearing Big Day Kahuna, so why is that Mora Halacha B'fnei Rabo? Maybe there would be a Chiv Misa, you know, for wearing the Begadim, or a Chiv Malkus to wear the Begadim, depending on what you think the issues and the problems are. You know, Eli was trying to say, I'm sorry, Shmuel was trying to say, don't use a Kohen. I thought some of them just made it. Anyway, there's a discussion here and elsewhere about that point. But even if you don't, that's an interesting question. So how would you solve that problem? I mean, Big Day Kuna? In addition to what I said before, which is, well, they're still, you know, still related to the Dalet Avodos and, you know, and everything else that goes along with it. But if you also assume that there's a chalos of Shechita Al-Yidei Kohen, even in the narrower sense, even when you're saying Shechita La'avavoda, even the Torah says that there is a chalos of Kohen, then obviously that would help you enormously. It could be that Gufa's, I mean, it was a discussion between Eli and Shmuel, let's say, according to the Rashash, let's leave it at that for the moment, you know, about there being kind of a lechatchila. So that's a general thing or a Shechita thing? That's one. And in the Shechita thing, it's, you know, so they both agreed about that, and the question was how much effort was being expended, you know, to make, since it's Kshera, when you should apply Lechat Chila, when you should apply B'di'evan, or they were arguing about whether there is such a Lechat Chila, or at least how far you push for such a Lechat Chila. Is it really a qualitatively different way to do this whole thing? So these are very interesting issues and questions. Again, the Ritva in a couple of places in Masechet Yoma also says that there's a requirement, lechatchila, of Kohen to do the Shechita. Right? Tani brought this to my attention as well. There's actually a couple of them in Yoma. Right? Where? And the base, when he's actually talking about something, it's different and it's a little bit parallel to the Rashash. What's he talking about there? He's not really talking about Shechita Ayde Kohen. This brings in it kind of as an example. Remember? He's really talking about the role of Kohen Gadol in Paraduma. So kind of an interesting issue. Like in Paraduma, like the Psukim speak about, you know, the Kohen Gadol. And some of the Halachos speak about the Kohen Gadol, but you don't need a Kohen Gadol. So is there a Kiyum, a Kalos of Kohen Gadol at all? That's what the Ritva speaks about a couple of times in Yoma, the Beis Amud Aleph, and he compares it to Shechita being Kshera Bazaar. He says, but it's a mitzvah b'kahuna. Later on in Yuma, on Chafei Amud Aleph, the Ritva points out that Shechita was part of the pious, I mean, part of the lottery, you know, for, you know, divvying up the avoda. So they used to give out the Shechita. So he's like, you know, why would it be part of the lottery if there's no chalos kahuna whatsoever? Right? Just, but if there is a lechatchil or a mitzvah b'kahuna or b'kohen, then that, you know, that would be part of the pious makes a great deal of sense. Again, he does compare it earlier to Hazah, so because they're comparable, and really there's a din kohen gadol, and even the non-kohen gadol who's kind of burning the paraduma is really doing so as the representative of the kohen gadol, and I think there's a lot of evidence for that too, in which case it's a good, notwithstanding the parallel, the parallel actually reinforces what we're saying here, Or is it, you know, it's always better to do a kohen. It's a more general halacha. In which case, it loses a little bit of its, you know, flavor. Hard to know. Hard to know. But Big Day Kahuna is an issue. The Eili and the Shmuel is an issue. The Ritvan, the Beis, Yoma is an issue. The Ritvan, Chafei, is an issue. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, I think he quotes this, the Pius issue too, when he talks about Olda Nadani, when he talks about Eldad Adani here on Dav Beis on the Rush, so he says a couple of things. I already mentioned what he says about. Commenting on the Rush is Ha'ara, that against Eldad Adani, that there's no difference between men and women when it comes to Shechita. Avohacha ein chidush b'isha yoser mibi'ish. So he says, and that goes to the Yaakov Emdin, Nir b'ein eloy adana mai tama pshitalei kulahai. V'yu gufei kasav lahalan b'simit kavdalad afilo anoshim v'amehemna v'tzor chomad v'mayri shememanim isha v'zarhu. Okay. See already, he's not so sure that just because women are ksheros, that means that there's an equal lechatchila. I'm talking about regular shkita now, right? So then in Simon Beis, he talks about, you know, Rabbi Eldad Adani, when Eldad Adani has this thing about shachak lebirech, shkita sapsula. So first of all, it says, near be'enai nearly taima, mishun deboi kavana l'shkita. That goes on our, you know, our list. As I mentioned before, with the Reuel O'Neill and the Rush and the Ramban, against the Bach, against the Rambam, not against really, but contrast, right? So he thinks that the Birchas HaShechita extra emphasis of Eldad Adani is because of Kavana, which, by the way, Eldad Adani is certainly looking at everything pigol, you know, as a extension of Kadshim. That part is clear. And then he says nearly Dugma. Shim asa l'smicha shiari mitzvah ma'alin olav kilolo kippur v'kippur, which means that even things that are not ma'akev, like the bracha, constitute a kiyum. And if you don't do them, you've lost an opportunity. And he says, v'ayin l'kaman, reish perik beis, u'le'inyan isha nearly dumya dezar b'kadshim. The apagav the shochtin lechatchila, heichad the lake of Kohen, v'lo tzorch la dure basrei, miu b'mokom Kohen lo yishkod lechatchila. Kemosha kasav, I don't know what the abbreviation is, paragimel de kiddushin, the hava pais l'shchita. And that's what the Ritva pointed out. Right, hu adin isha afila b'chulin. It's similar to what I was saying, except I was adding, you know, a sharper idea, which may be wrong, but maybe right. I was saying, in Kadshim, they downgraded the Shechita, and therefore Nashim, like Zarim, are Ksheros. And for Eldad Adani, but in Chulin, at least you need the gender that is, you know, that is Roy, you know, for Shechitas, for Kadshim Avodos, you know, more generally. So he's not saying exactly that, but he is saying, on a lechatchila b'di'eved level, that you would have Ish more than Isha, right? Even in Chulin, in the same, he's comparing it to a Kohen over a Zar as a lechatchila in Kadshim. Mi'os v'mokom Ish, ha'mum chalishkot lo tishkot, v'kati kashali, d'lo me'emnin an Isha b'dikascha. Then he goes into the, if you recall, when I was, we were discussing that. I also mentioned that that it could be a nemanus issue, and I mentioned the Divrei MS, right? So, which Asher has since confirmed, correct? It exists, and he talks about it. Okay. So, the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in this continuation also talks about that. Akati kashali alom emnina li'isha b'dikas chametz alim shum drabanan avu daraisa lom hemna. And Behemavachia Bechaskasisa. Then he goes on, he has a whole discussion. He thinks that Nashim can only shecht the God be Anashim Omdim Al Gabeya. Okay? Rabbi Yaakov ended. Anyways. But the point is, for our purposes now, that the Pious, the Mitzvah, the Eli, the Bidei Kahuna, and maybe the Eldon Adani, right, all these highlight that you can upgrade Shechita and turn it more into a Chalos Avoda, perhaps. Okay? Yeah. What about the Sheva Kohen we already talked about, that in the Midbar, Shechita was Einik Sheir El Abizar, right? And for him, surely, it's clear that the change in Kachim was due to Chulin, upon Kinesa La'aretz, that we talked about last time, we don't have to talk about again. What I do want to mention, though, are a couple of more things, very quickly. One is the role of Shechita on Yom Kippur, and the need for a Kohen Gadol. I'm not going to talk about it extensively. I think we did in June a little bit, mention it. There seem to be conflicting Gemaras about it. But certainly it sounds from a couple of Gemaras like at least the par, not the par, and the ayol of the Kohen Gadol, maybe even the whole Avoda. The tricky part of that is twofold. Number one, Malik Tosfos suggests, I mean, there is evidence, but let me say it clearly, hopefully. There is evidence that a Kohen Gadol, at least a Chatchila, should be the one to do the Shechita of the Karbanos of Yom Kippur. It could be, one view in Bali Tosis, because he's the Bailim, especially in the Power and Ayol, it's his, he has to buy them, and it's his, you know, personal Karban. So part of that whole personal Avoda is also that he should achieve. It's not a Dinin Kohen Gadol, it's not necessarily Dinin Bailis on the Karban. It's also a little bit Hudash. My personal view is that a lot of the Dinim that have to do with the par and the ayol, I mean the Kohen Gadol's personal karbonos, have to do with Yom Kippur as an avoda, meaning why are these personal avodos so impactful on the avodas hayom more generally, which they are, you mix the blood. Again, I don't want to, whatever we discussed in June, but so that the idea that, you know, maybe the Kohen Gadol has to do shechita on these karbonos, and instead of seeing it, you know, his bailus over them as kind of a technicality, which is definitely what the Bali Tosfos meant, it could be that that idea is correct, but that it's part of a much bigger idea about the role of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and the blurring of lines between Karbanos Tzibur and Karbanos Yachid, or his Korban Yachid on that day. Meaning it's a din in Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, more broadly speaking. But it is also possible that, getting to what we're talking about right now, that this is a different halacha. That is, not so much Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, but in other words, if there was no, getting back to the language of Tosfos on Yendalano and Basin Zvachim, you know, maybe this is an expression, like, you know, the most idealistic day, and especially as expressed in Havas HaKarbanos, you know, is Yom Kippur. So in Yom Kippur of all days, you know, and there's no additional, let's say, lechatchila or counter-pressure for democratizing, you know, the avoda on Yom Kippur. It's supposed to be not vicarious atonement, chalila, but it's supposed to be, you know, the day which the Kohen Gadol leads. So it's the most ideal lechatchila day, in general, and you've neutralized some of the, let's say, other factors, you know, for Shechita being more flexible. So in addition to the bailus issue and the overlapping bailus issue and this issue and the fact that it's Yom Moshel Kohen Gadol and so on and so forth, what I'm saying is this might be a or the expression that Dafka the Kohen Gadol, you know, should be the one to do the Shechita. But if there was no din ever of Shechita having the potential to be an avoda, or having been an avoda, or being an avoda, if not for the fact that it's overridden by these other things, then maybe that wouldn't be the case. So that also is something that we have to think about. And then there's this Rashi that I mentioned, that some people make this diukin, speaking of the Rashash, and that's the, you know, the Shabbos Yantif, or at least Shabbos, and maybe Yom Kippur issue. And that's this Rashi and Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Again, not much in the Rashi, but it's interesting that the Achronim picked up on it. Now, the Gemara here is talking about Zar Shishimesh B'Shabbos, U'Balmum Shishimesh B'Tuma. Right? What is the halacha with regard to the Shabbos? Kill the Shabbos. Yesh Kamishum Zarus, U'Mishum Shabbos, U'Mishum Balmum, U'Mishum Tuva, Tuma, Divra Biosi. Shimon Omer Enkan, Elamishum Zarus, U'Balmum Dova. Then the Gemara discusses there is Zarus, there's no Zarus. Right? So the Gemara finally tries to pin it down. Says the Gemara, Zar Shishimish B'Shabbos B'Mai. Iba Shchita, Shchita B'Zar K'Sheira. Iba Kabbalah B'Holacha, Tilzul B'Yamahu. Iba Haktara, Havar L'Lav Yatzos. Oh, well, interesting Gemara. Right? So, Rashi says, when the Gemara says, well, if it's Shchita, it's Shchita K'Sheira B'Zar, Rashi says, the Ein Kan Zarus. I wouldn't have noticed it. Okay? Although it is repetitive. Right? It seems like it's, superfluous. I mean, the Gemara says, Shkita Bizar Ksheira, and Rashi says, the Ein Kan Zarus. So it's true. There's no point to it. So some of the Achronim suggested that what Rashi meant was, you don't violate Zar, right? But you do violate Shabbos. Meaning a Zar who is shochet a korban tzibur on Shabbos. I made reference to this earlier in the year. This is the Rashi, though. So I just want to read you that this Rashash. Shkita b'zar k'sher v'en kan zaris mashma aval iser Shabbos mi'ahika v'lehutra v'mikta shalak l'kohanim bilvad aval lo uzarim k'apilu shkita shek'sherim lav. Right, the kmo, right, kusha the Sanhedrin nun alati, kivin lo ishtri Shabbos legaba, umekamokam b'diavet shkitas and kshera kidebuchach, leman damer biyuma shkitas paro. Interesting. You know, all these sugas are being connected. Shkitas paro bizar is kshera, yom kippur shabbos the Shabbos bazeh. Then he says ra'isi b'tshuvas chacham tzvi, simen mem dalad she gia b'lashon arash. B'tshuva shehitik sham, right? Muchach de pshita leidin sheyuchal zar lishkot b'chatzila for Shabbos. Tas mashma came to sof perik tamid nishkot, the Mishnah. V'la yishlam at the Pesach shayni v'lechatzila mitzvah hashkita v'baylin. Sorachim b'zah. So this is an interesting question. Again, if there was no chalos of Kohen Mishkita, then this, you can even talk about this. Even if there is, it's not clear, you can talk about it. But it's fascinating. So the Rosh Hashanah already suggests this distinction between Korban Pesach and other Korbanos Tzibur. That's a big discussion in the Beis Halevi, Chelik Beis Simen Tes. He also suggests this idea that when Korban Pesach, even a Zar could be showcased on Shabbos, but not a regular Korban Tzibur. Korban Pesach is a tricky Korban. You know, it's sometimes treated as a Korban Tzibur and sometimes as a Korban Yachid. It's bekenufia. It's like something in between. We've spoken about it before, Pesach in years past. But it's an interesting hybrid and an interesting question. Okay, so that is in terms of, there are other issues as well, but why am I telling you all this? All to explain, maybe, the idea in the Rambam that there can be a lechatchila and a bidyabed of klishares in kachim, and as well to explain, you know, what we mean when we say shkita is either kshera bazar or lava voda. Right, there's a range of understandings of what that is. It's the Lishonis of the Rishonim, and there might actually be nafkamina in terms of it being a chalos, being a lechatchila, it changing the, you know, the, you know, the halacha if you do it in a different way, etc. Okay, next. There's a question? Or we're... No question. Okay, good. So now let's talk about the Ramban and the Ritva, so we can finish this off. So the Rambam is one kind of compromise. Again, so you have a whole range of shitas. You have people who require klishares. You have people who, you know, you have people who don't require a kli at all, right? Even for kachin. Right? That's l'cha'ora problematic. Based on the Akedah Parsha. Actually, Eitan brought to my attention last time that that the Mari Kurkus, right, in Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbanos, because he's struck by the Rambam. The Rambam says that you can get away to the Eved in Shkitas Kodshim with whatever works in Chulin. So, I think I raised this question last time, right? If you think, there are two ways to read the Rambam. One is that if you want to emphasize the Gemara in about the Akedah, that that would imply that Shkitas Kohen requires a kli, right? Some shame kli, at least. That's not impossible. It doesn't sound that way in the Rambam. That's not impossible. That would be echoes a little bit of the Bach, because the Bach says even more, because he wants Roy le klisharis. The other possibility is what the Rambam is really saying is that b'di'eved, just as in Kulin you can get away without a kli, in kachim too. Then the question is, what do you do with that gemara about the akeda? So Eitan just pointed out to me that the Mari Kurkus in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbanos, suggests that the Rambam thought that it was only lemitzvah, not le'ikud, which works, by the way, that all the Bali Tosfos were asking, and how come we say it's only lezruze when it comes to the, you know, the chumra v'talush, why don't we say the same thing about the kli? So he's saying, yeah, the Rambam does think that. Okay, that's an interesting. So then you have the possibility that in kachim you don't even need b'di'avad a kli. So we have a range of shitas. You need a kli shares, you need a kli, you don't need anything in kachim, right? Those are three possibilities. Or lechatchila and bidyaved. That's the Rambam, right? That's a fourth shita. And well, let me make it clear. What the Mari Kurkus says, he says in the Rambam as the bidyaved. But if once you think that that's a way to read the Gemara, right, then you could even end up concluding that lechatchila, and it would give you an easier time squaring the argamar and chulin. Alright, so just to be clear. So then the Rambam is mechalik between the chatzkil and b'di'avad. And then you have the Ramban, who's mechalik between the chatzkil and b'di'avad, and the Ritva, who thinks that even a kli, May 8, can work for shkita, a different compromise, not mechatzkil and b'di'avad, but that shkita doesn't require a typical kli shares. It requires a klishares to be mekadesh the dam ktas. So it only needs a ktas klishares, whatever that means, meaning eights will be good according to everybody, even though typically eights is excluded. Interesting. The Ritva is not saying that a kli is enough. Right? It's influenced by the Gemara in Sota, which says that we're mekadesh as adam through the sakin shel shkita. He takes that seriously. So he thinks it needs to be some sort of a klishares, right? But what are you going to do? Our Gemara doesn't seem to fit in to the general requirements of klishares. So the Ritva's compromise is that the klishares, in quotes, that's required for kiddush adam, ayde shechita, right, is a lesser klishares, hence even eights will work. And what's the other nafkamina? Daniel? Alex? What's that? Well, the kashrut bizarre we know. I mean, that's always true. But there's another nafkamina. There's no psul yotze. Right? I mean, if you do the shkita with the sakin, like this, then there's no psul yotze. That's a pretty big finish. Okay. So it's a lesser, so basically the Ritva, because of the mixed evidence, came up with a compromise view. Shechita requires a lesser form of klishares, right? And that has two nafkamina. It can be of eights, and it's not koveya legabe the psul yotze. Okay? In addition to the other kiddush I mentioned already, of what he said. So how do we understand this Ritva? What does it mean that Shechita is Mekadesh the Dam, right, but with a lesser Klishares, without a Psul Yotze? Like, what is that? Then we have the Ramban, right, whose compromise is slightly different. Again, what's Ramban's compromise? Is he? Yeah, meaning lechatchila you should be mekadesh the dam with the shechita, with the sakin shel shechita, right? And b'di'eved you can rely fully on the kabbalas adam to do like a double function. Lechatchila there should be two acts of kiddush, and b'di'eved where you can bundle them all on the kiddush of the klishar. Is that mechudash? I mean, the ritual is clearly mechudash. We're just trying to figure out, like, obviously. Is it connected to Shechita not being an avoda? It sounds like it. Right? But it is something. So in the Ritva is the idea, well, Shechita is an avoda, like I said before, legabe lishma, legabe pingol, legabe maybe the chepzishal korban, you know, legabe the totality of the korban. Again, whatever the things that we were saying before, right? So in that sense, it needs somewhat of a klisharis, but you know, not the kind of klisharis that you would require if it was an intrinsic or a narrow, you know, in its own right an avoda. Maybe, if we could explain better, like what happens with the shechita. Again, I'm suggesting one. In other words, explanation might be this dialectic of the role of shechita within Kachim generally. But maybe there's another way, based on what Rav suggests and Rav Elbel suggests, which we'll get to in a second. What about the Ramban? So the Ramban has this idea that the Chatchila you would want to do two acts of Kiddush, one with the Sakin Shel Shechita and one with the Kli and the Kabbalah Saddam. But the Eved, you can, let's say, bundle it all on the Kabbalah Saddam. Now, is that mechudash? I think so. First of all, if a sakin shel shechita is necessary, you know, or it has some role in kiddush adam, right, it's not so obvious, you know, that, and still there's a din of Kabbalah b'klishares, it's not so obvious that the Kabbalah b'klishares can accomplish both, can do double duty. That's mechudash. He says it. He thinks it's true. He thinks that the way to navigate the evidence, you know, demonstrates that. But again, it's important for us to appreciate, you know, that it's mechudash. You know, that's a perspective. Moreover, that's kiddush number one. This isn't so obvious. Kiddush number two. I mean, whatever it is that the shechita is doing with the dam. I'm saying it's not so clear A, that the Kabbalah B'Kli Shores can do double duty, if that's too much heavy lifting, or that it can do what the Shechita does to begin with. I mean, maybe it just can't do that. Forget about, it's not, you know, it's not that it's too heavy, it's just not what it does. It's not part of its specialized task. You know, in Adoma, these two acts of Kiddush, meaning you need to make sure that it's Mekudash at a certain point. Moreover, just one more second, I'll take a question a second, I think it's another Kiddush, and that is Imkvar, the Imkvar Azkvar Kiddush, meaning if indeed, you know, there's no problem, not in terms of heavy lifting, and not in terms of, you know, being able to do that, which Shechita does, so why is there a lechatchila of Sakin Klisharis? Because it's better to split them up? And if so, why? Or this way you get the partial Kedusha earlier? Is there advantage to that? I don't know. I'm just speaking, I'm thinking aloud. Yeah.
There's one more time about Kiddush Hadass.
Yeah.
Isn't that specifically in order to allow you to use Kedusha?
So that's partly what we're going to discuss. Okay. That meaning, it doesn't say that in the Gemara.
Fall away, meaning the
what?
As long as you do some type of Kiddush Hadass before you want to do Kedusha Hadass,
yeah.
And at the very least, did Yedda.
You're answering the heavy lifting problem.
Yeah, you got to answer everything.
If you assume that that's all the Shechita is doing, but then I think the Imkvar Azkvar question is stronger. Namely, what does Kabbalah Saddam B'Kli Shares do?
You're saying if you already did
Yeah. Unless you say that, well, I think that, in other words, I think that question looms a little large. Now, are you saying like this? You have to be Mekadosh the Dam because you have to. It's part of its matir or hechsher for Zrika. So, you know, it needs to touch a klisharis, right? Doesn't matter if it's this klisharis or that klisharis. So I like that. I think and it sounds that way according to some makaros. The problem with it is, then why can't you always just wait for Kabbalah Saddam? Or what does Kabbalah Saddam add?
I mean, the first question I think is fine. You just say there's always a value of like making something kadosh earlier, like something that you read in that scene in a sense.
Right, I was saying the other. So is it because he just wanted earlier? Maybe. Another way would be, you know, maybe this is like the prime method of being machshir. Let's take a step back and just wonder. Again, we're not going to solve these things. We're not learning gzachim. And, you know, it's just things to think about, though. These are very valid questions. Meaning, is it so clear that the kiddush that takes place in the klishares of Kabbalah is also about hechsher hadam lezrika? Let's say you did the shechita b'sakin klishares. So what's the second one doing now?
You would say that that could also be setting up a requirement as part of avodah.
Oh, exactly. Excellent. That's what I wanted. And I kind of mentioned that a couple of days ago, that might be the case. I think I mentioned a couple of days ago, and we'll see this in Rav Elbow in a minute, there could be two reasons why you require klisharis. It's an important perspective. One reason, you know, when we think more narrowly, is because you require the klisharis to be makadesh something or matir something. And then the question is, like, why would you need multiple, you know, matirim or makshirim or makanshim on the same thing? And there might be an answer. We're going to get to the possible answer in a minute. Maybe there are different phases. Maybe you need to go to a few, you know, through different processes. If there was one benefit or one accomplishment from Kiddush B'Kli Shares, then it would be strange to require it in a multiple way for the same chafetza. Okay, they're just kind of spelling out now what we were saying before. So, for example, if the idea is that, you know, the dam has to contact the klisharis in order to be, you know, mekudash or mukshar or matir, let's say for the zrika, for the zrika sadam, then, you know, why do you need that twice? However, maybe in general, it seems like in general, a case could be made that a klishares sometimes is necessary, you know, more specifically to contact the chefza and to be mekadesh, like we were just saying. Then the question of superfluity or, you know, duplication becomes a question, unless there's a process that it needs to be done b'hadragah. But maybe some requirements of klishares are just a function of the avoda. There are tools for an avoda. So even if there's no need for additional kedusha for chefza sheldam or whatever it is, not the contact per se, it's the maisa avoda that requires certain equipment, certain tools. Right? You can't, you know, build a cabinet without a, I don't know, help me here, screwdriver? You know, and without the right equipment. And you can't do an avoda, you know, without the right equipment. And the equipment is the klishares. Maybe there are two dinim in klishares. Right? There's a din in klishares, which is a din in maisa avoda. And there's a din in klishares, where it's more specifically mekadesh. Then what we might say is, now the question is which will be which, right? But in terms of what we were talking about a second ago, like you are, what happens? You're shochet with the sakin, and you're mekadesh the dam, and that's makshirit for zrika. But so what's the point of the Kabbalah b'klishares? Yes, because that's the hagdara of, it's an avoda. They need the Kabbalah. Right? That might be the answer, or an answer, in addition to the timing question. But timing question helps why you prefer one earlier, but don't explain why you're still doing the other. Or, maybe say, maybe the opposite is true. Having said that, maybe the Sakin Shel Shechita, even if it needs to be a klishares, certainly if it doesn't, is a din in the avoda. Maybe the Kabbalah of klishares is a din in the Hekser Adam Luzrika. Right? Oh. So having said all this, so now let's just look quickly at the Gemara in Sota as Rav Elbel understood it. This Rav said exactly the same thing. They had some little different nafkaminas. If you look at the piece in Sota, that's in the Kedusha Agriz, the stencils, that's where it's most explicit. You have a little bit also in Menachos, Yedalit on the base. So there, oh, my time's already up. I thought I'd finish this, but we're almost finished it. We're going to start with the Shaka Vitaria, hopefully on, or maybe two more minutes on this, but just in the piece in Sota, he frames it. First, it tells you to look at the Rav Chaim in Perek Yud Chesuch with Psalei HaMakdashim, Halacha Yud Beis. That's the piece on what? Anybody know? I think I mentioned already. Kivas HaKodesh, right? In terms of Heksher. Connected to us. Very important piece. But you'll see why in a minute. So Rav Elbel here, just, you know, the way he presents it, is he notes the Machlokas HaRishonim, right? Do you need a Klisharitz or not? He doesn't talk about the Ritva of the Ramban, which I'm going to talk about in a second. Then he says, the Amar Griz, the Lashitas HaRishonim, the Ein Tzorch, Shehei Tzach, and Klisharitz, Tzorch, Bior the sugyan, right? The sugyan sota, which is strange. That again, the Bali Tosas and Sota speaks about it, but the Ramban speaks about it, the Ritva speaks about it, but the Bali Tosas in their discussion do not quote sota. Itself is fascinating. Like, why aren't they quoting the most obvious raya that you need a klishares? Talk about kiddush adam, and the parallel is important. It's not. Doesn't say it explicitly, but the parallel is certainly to the first klishares kiddush of the mincha. So they're just raising the question: what do you do if you hold you don't need a klishares? What do you do with this gemara? Right? Adam miskadish b'shchita, says Rav Elbel. This is the yisod, that really what the gemara is talking about is not kiddush miklishares in the more technical sense of the contact and being mekadesh the dam, but it's describing the avot, but not exactly what I said a second ago either, although it's very close to it. A second ago I was saying sometimes you need klisharis because that's the equipment, that's how you do a maisa avoda. We'll see that in a minute too. Right now he's saying sometimes you need a klisharis, or sometimes you need an act of avoda, and the avoda is mekadesh. Well, he's suggesting that the Gemara in Sota isn't really comparing Sakan Shel Shechita to Kiddush Bekli of the Mincha, technically, in that sense. It's comparing it to explain that the phenomenon of requiring more than one Kiddush, that phenomenon we find also in Sakan Shel Shechita and Kabbalah Sadat. Meaning that basically there are different phases in development of in being mechil, right, the kedusha of a korban. Okay, so just, it's a little confusing here, and again, we're not going to go into detail, just broadly speaking. If you look at Reb Chaim, in that piece in Psulei HaMakdashim, where was it? Perkid Ches Halacha Yud Beis, so Reb Chaim discusses this Gemara and so on. And this question, it's a strange Gemara. I mean, it's a strange phenomenon. Why do you need multiple kiddushin biklisharis in a mincha and multiple acts of kiddush, you know, of the dam in a zavach? Like, what's the point of that? So Reb Chaim's big idea, basically, is, but, and here's, it can get very tricky in terms of the details, that's, you know, something to work out in other sugyas. That is, when you bring a mincha, before you put it in a klisharis, right, and you're makdish the mincha, it's kedushas damim. You need to put it in a klisharis to turn it into kedushas aguf. This is a simple version. But even when it's kedushas aguf, it isn't yet necessarily have the status of a korban, or, this is where it gets tricky, have the kedusha lehikareh. There might be a difference between those two as well. In other words, you take this dvar chulin, and you want to turn it into a korban that is going to be nikra. There are different steps that you have to take. First, you have to turn it into Kodesh. You're not donating it to Kedushas, you know, Bedek HaBayis, okay, but initially it has status of Kedushas Dom. Kedushas Dom isn't exactly Bedek HaBayis, it's not Kedushas HaGof either. It's Kedushas Dom. Then you have to turn it into Kedushas HaGof. That maybe you do for the first Klisharis. Then you have to turn it into a korban. That you do with the second klisharis. Or maybe you need even more. Maybe you still require beyond that a matir or a kedusha lahakrava. But is that something that would apply to the totality of a korban, or maybe only to specific components of it? Probably makes more sense if it's a bezum korban, but if you look at them, you know, Reb Chaim, Reb Elbel, different places sound different. They're trying to explain different things. A lot of complicated things to try to explain. So these are the phases. In other words, it's not just, oh, you need three kiddushes, you know, in order to get your conclusion. You might need that, but the point is you have to go madrega al madrega to build this korban. So that's how Reb Chaim in Psulei HaMakdashim and Reb Elbel here, and that's how they understand the Gemara in Sota. Gemara Sota is not telling you, you know, that, you know, how many kedushas you require. It's telling you that you have to go from one step to the next. Kedushas damim, kedushas aguf, kedushas aguf, shame korban or kedushas korban, and then maybe even beyond that, kedushas lahakraba, or the matir of being makar. Okay? And there are nafkamino along the way. That's what happened. So if that's the case, so when the Gemara says that sakim shel shechita, again, mincha is a little bit different than a zevach, right? A mincha is kedushas damim, and then it's kedushas hagof. A zevach, typically, the kedushas peh is kedushas hagof. Right, but it still needs to be turned into kedushas karban. That's what the sakin shel shechita, according to, it says, according to the Rishonim, think you don't need a klisharis. So well, what's the kiddush adam? He wants to say, it's not kiddush adam. Certainly not, like Arya was saying before, you know, lachshiro lezrika. That's not what we mean. What we mean is we want to turn it into a karban. The shechita, which is zvicha, by the way, she doesn't say, turns the chepta into a kedushas karban. But now you have to take the dam and you have to, it's almost the opposite of what I said before, although I think for the Ramban, I'm not sure. That's why I wanted to kind of speak in the abstract first. Meaning, the sakin shel shechita turns the animal into a karban, into the kedushas karban, and the kiddush, the klishares, is either just the next phase of the avoda, or maybe, what he's saying it is, it's machshir the dam lezrika. It's like, in light of that, do you need a klishares for the sakin shel shechita? Well, maybe the shechita as an avoda is what's mekadesh, you know, what takes the kedushas haguf and turns it into a karba. Maybe you don't need a klishares for that. So then Rav Elba likes this idea so much that he suggests, you know what? Even the Rishonim who require a klishares for sakin shel shechita, it's not because the sakin shel shechita, the contact is mekadesh the dam, like it sounds a little bit like that in Sofka. But that's not really what's happening. They just think that in order to do a maisa avoda, which itself is mekadesh the karban, and gives you a shame kedushas karban, that requires a klishares. He doesn't say these words, but that's where I get the other part, which is sometimes you require a klishares. Basically, it goes like this. You can be mekadesh, you know, the cheft of the karban in some cases without a klishares through an avoda. The more typical, narrower understanding of kiddush b'klishares is when you're mekadesh through contact, and it has a more specific, you know, preparatory purpose, like kiddush adam lezrika. And sometimes you can require a klishares, not because you're doing that kind of more specific kiddush hachefta, but because the avoda, which is what you're doing as a maisa avoda, or as a maisa avoda, which is makadesh, but not necessarily, that's what I'm adding, just requires a klishares. What he's saying is, really, there could be, I guess, three perspectives on the sakin shel shechita. One is that the sakin shel shechita is makadesh, the dam. That's what he doesn't like. But there are clearly some Rishonim who do, some Achronim who do. The sakin shel shechita doesn't need to be a klishares, but the avoda is makadesh. That's what the Gemara in Sota means. Or you need a klishares, but you need a klishares b'toras b'avoda, which is mekadesh. I'm suggesting that an approach to Kabbalah Saddam b'klishares, especially if you think that the Hechsher Dam has already taken place, is even a further example where you need a klishares, but simply is part of the Maisa Avoda, even if this Avoda is not Mosif at all. Okay? These are the paradigms. So, I'm going to have to stop, but we're going to start 10:30 Thursday. So that's the first few minutes. I just want to go back, to talk about some of the nafkamina in Rav Elba. And I told you, if you get a sense, look at that similar Lamed Zion one also in the back of Sota. Very quickly. And I want to talk about that for a minute. And then I want to go back and talk about, just for another minute or so, the Ramban's compromise and the Ritva's compromise in light of this Yisod. Namely, what is it that Tzaken Shel Shechita is intending to accomplish as opposed to Kabbalah B'Klishares for the Ramban and what happens when they're together? And why maybe can you go away with a lesser Klishares, but it's still a Klishares, right? But not Legabe, let's say, Yotze for the Ritva.
Are you just speculating that that's why Shinder Zotel is freezed out the Gemara and Tosa?
Say that again?
Are you speculating that this
is... Yes. I'm speculating that Tosa didn't like the Gemara and Sota here because they thought that the Gemara and Sota is about the Avoda, which is Mekadesh. It's not about Sakin as a Klishares, you know, which is Mekadesh Tadam. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. That's what I'm speculating. Yeah. Okay, so we'll finish this up Thursday, and then the Shaka Vitaria, and I want to start already Rav Tzuyin on Thursday. The Balamar Ramban, Rit Ramban.